Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
She asked me to look at her. And so I am.
I just thought.
You light up my life.
Oh, wow.
You bring. Do you hear the moaning? We have a slightly smaller, this should be a fascinating live audience show today.
It could have been worse.
We have a pregnant woman who's got morning sickness. We've got a competitor, a weight loss competitor who won't laugh at anything I do. And my beautiful wife who keeps telling me before every show, look at me, look at me. So I'm looking at you. Hey, everybody.
What about Jacob? He's in your corner.
Jacob's not going to laugh.
He laughs.
He'll choke a bit. No, I won't do it. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living in Las Vegas podcast. I am, in fact, your humble host, Scott Whitney. Great to have you here. I'm joined by my naughty jelly sweet. I call her she who means everything to me.
Wow.
You call her Mrs. Melissa Whitney. Big hand, everybody. Thunderous applause. Yes, wow, the crowd's a lot bigger here than I thought they were. Hey, that's pretty nifty. Hey, if you want to reach out to us, there's a couple ways. You can do email. That email address is onairq@livinginlv.com. Can I look at there when I'm talking about this part? I feel like I should.
Just this part.
onairq@livinginlv.com. If you want to send an adoption photo, you'll notice that our friend here, Stuart. These people are like whispering, it's Stuart. Stuart, he's been here for a couple weeks now. You know, if he was an advertiser, he'd be crushing it right now. If you want to have your face up there, you send an email to friends@livinginlv.com. Other ways to reach out
but
to us.
But maybe people are afraid that we can't afford any more kids.
We can. We are rich, not in money, but in love. Nobody believes. You're like
cricket.
I've seen that
That's the quietest I've ever seen the studio.
I've seen that guy off the air. He has the heart of the free Grinch before the Who story thing. You can reach out to us at our toll-free number, which is 866-966-4599. Of course, you could also reach us in the live chat where operators named Wayne are standing by.
Woo!
So I think it's appropriate for us to say hello, everybody, to the huge, monstrous, live, pregnant studio audience.
Woo!
There it is. There's nothing like having a pregnant woman tell you how to lose weight, which has been going on for the last 25 minutes.
Which, you know,
it's not good.
She might have some good points.
No, I'm sure she does. And also, by the way, don't forget, if you want to Twitter us, and who doesn't want to Twitter this? Pretty good. Vegas Video, NTWRK. I said
tweet.
Well, you're supposed to tweet, but I like to be Twittered. Well, you know that. That's good.
That's too easy. That shouldn't even count.
Right. But I thought I was going to get in trouble because of that feather thing. Anyways, also, big hello to the live chat audience out there. Thank you, live chat. Good people. I want to thank, of course, LASIK of Nevada for sponsoring the show for over a year now. You're the best people in the world. If, in fact, by the way, you may be saying to yourself, wait a minute, Scott, that's ironical that you've got glasses and yet you're talking about a LASIK place. Well, here's the deal. I went there, went to check them out, and went through all the stuff, the tests, and they said, well, no, you're not a candidate, which is actually interesting because they could have said, oh, we're gonna get on you, we're gonna do it, but they didn't. In other words, they're not gonna help you if they can't help you. So most experienced LASIK guy here living in Nevada, 40,000 plus procedures. Go check out LASIKofnv.com. What else is going on? Hey, weight loss update. We've created a wave of people.
Seriously?
Yes.
You mean it's not just you and I?
No. You know, we have Alicia and Dave are doing it, and then you and I got on the deal.
They started it.
Yeah.
It's all their fault.
And now I've got Wayne kind of playing along. We're going to talk about Wayne in a second here. Ira is involved now. He's got the application. Cheryl's got the application now. So we've got all these people doing it. And I really wanted to, I was feeling pretty good. You know, I'm one of those guys
that... You are kicking butt.
Well, when I put my head down on something, I'm pretty good at making it happen.
You really are.
For instance, I closed you. I think you know what I'm saying. Anyways, so we started going down the weight loss path. And about 3 or 4 days into it, I'm down 4.6 pounds.
Well, can I just say something about men?
Yeah.
Men just think, hey, I want to lose a little bit of weight, and poof, it happens.
Yes. So I'm like,
seriously,
here we go.
You guys hardly even need to do anything, and you lose weight.
Right. All we have to do is just not eat much, and we don't even have to exercise, and we can lose weight. Right, Christina? And so I'm feeling like, okay, I've got this weight loss thing kind of working out. 4.6 pounds.
You thought you were crushing it, didn't you?
It was good. And then, one day, Scotty met... what's the word? Oh, yeah, Parmesan frickin' wings.
You fell in love with a wing.
Bar food. And so let me show you my chart. Let's get a camera over here on my chart. This is the chart for the last week, last Monday through Sunday. If you look carefully, you'll note that, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, looking pretty good. Stayed under the number. My number is supposed to be about 1,700. But Saturday...
Guess which day the wings came around.
That looks like an erect dog penis. Oh, my God. I can't believe I said that, but that's hysterical. Anyway.
That wasn't that funny.
That was pretty funny. But you can see on Saturday, Daddy had a problem, and that problem accounted for, in a day, an increase in 1.2 pounds. Literally, I went to bed thinking, okay, I probably could have done a little bit better. The next morning, I woke up 1.2 pounds heavier than when I started the journey. So
not than when you started that day.
When I started that day, I should say. So that didn't go as well as I'd liked. Felt a little sad about that.
How did you like the wings? Are we going to be talking about that a little
later? Yeah, we're going to talk about it in a minute. I loved them. But another thing that came up as this all, you know, we're a family here. Close-knit. Good people.
We're adopting people left and right.
Right. And one of my adopted children, Wayne, thought, oh, I can take you on, old man. Let's take a shot of Wayne. Look at him. He looks innocent enough.
Huh. Yeah, but those are the worst ones.
Look at him. He's like, no, I'll take...
It's the innocent ones you have to look out for.
So he said, you know what? Okay, I'll challenge you. I'll challenge you to a weight loss extravaganza. He beat me once in a little game of golf. I let him win. But now we're getting that. So today we weighed ourselves. This is a separate weight thing from what I'm doing on this, but I'll be using this to help track myself. And so... we're going to talk about this on the air. We're going to actually expose our weight so you guys can watch us every week and how we do. So we did our weight check just about, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes ago.
Wait, can I ask a question? Are you going to be filming the weigh-in like they do on The Biggest Loser where you get, like, stripped down to just your shorts? Just your skibbies? You get down, you and Wayne.
Tomahawk said no.
You guys can come in your team T-shirt colors. And because I saw you have the scale over there. So we could put the scale on the stage. And you guys can strip down into your shorts. What do you think?
Does anyone besides you really want to see Scott in his underwear, Melissa?
No.
Well, yes. I think it's, you know.
So.
He's quite a good thing going on.
They don't call me tripod for anything. Anyways, am I in trouble for that? Probably not. You know what, you're in a pretty good mood today.
Sure.
I like it. Usually about this time into the show, I'm in deep trouble. So I like this show. maybe we should not have an audience anymore. We should keep it where it's just pretty much one pregnant woman and
me,
a competitor, and you, and of course Jacob. So here's our starting weights, and the way we're going to do this is we're going to do not the number of pounds lost, but a percentage of your beginning weight, very much like the biggest losers.
And so, oh my God, I just had another idea.
Let's hear it.
We could do a rotation cam. You know how they do, where they show your front profile, your side profile, and we could do, you know, side by sides. You know how sometimes we do side by side camera shots? We could do side by side, you and Wayne, first the weigh in, then we could do the rotating camera shot.
Yeah.
You're
nope.
speechless, Wayne.
Nope. Well, Tomahawk says no. Wayne okay. says no. And Scott says
I think,
no.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's an outstanding okay. idea. I think you should do another show.
360 rotating.
No. Did you know that if you go in the airport and they do that thing on you, you actually have to take paper out of your pockets? That's called a non sequitur. Okay. Anyways, so here's the opening weight. Wayne is at 250.2. And I'm at 224.6 plus 2.8. I get to add 2.8 because I lost weight, and it's that in the previous week. That's where I'm down now. I get to add that. So I'm at 227.4. And that's where we're going to start. Every week we will report in, and we'll let you know if the young whippersnapper, who's what? How old are you? What, 15? How old are you?
Actually, I just got my learner's permit. So no, I just turned the big 3-0.
So
really?
Besides yeah. having underwear as old as he is, I'm going to take on a young whippersnapper.
When was your birthday?
December 10th.
Oh.
Oh, that's...
So actually a month ago as of today.
Well, I hope they celebrated it here.
I do too. I really do. I hope they celebrate the
okay,
crap
can I
of
say
it.
One more thing?
Yes.
What if we... Can we do a before and after photo?
I'm going to have to run that by our executive producer. Scott
you know
Whitney.
What I mean? Because when, okay, wouldn't it be interesting?
Yes, here, we'll start.
No, I'm serious. You should have it on the site. You can have you and Wayne. And you know, it doesn't have to be the three.
Look, let's just do this. We'll Photoshop a fat ass picture of both of us, and we're going to Photoshop a thinned out picture, and you'll see this dramatic change regardless of how it goes. If I gain 5 pounds at the end of this, I'm going to look thinner. Trust me. It's the magic of computers. So that should be torturous. Oh, by the way, here's a tip, gentlemen. Oh, men are going to love this. You know, sometimes us men folk want to be in the man cave, but we can't have a man cave because the wife partner says, no man cave for you. I found out how to make women leave a room, and that's by playing Modern Warfare 3 and having other people cuss when you shoot them in the head, which is what I did on Sunday. So
but
here's what we did.
The woman can just turn off the TV.
No, they can't, because then you wouldn't be able to play the game.
Yeah,
right?
No.
You know, no, they have to go.
But that would end
so,
the game.
But here's the proof of this. So we were playing Modern Warfare 3, the Vegas Video Network version of Modern Warfare 3. I was there, Bradley was there, and Wayne was there. One of Wayne's buddies was there, and we were all playing. And you know, they told me, Christina came in and said, I had to leave. I couldn't sit there and watch this. Why?
I was making you nuts. Right?
No, it's because Brad was cussing so much during his frequent headshots from me. Sniper, right there, baby. And I'm like, well, that's unusual. That probably doesn't happen for everybody. Wayne comes in. No. And I had to leave, too. Why? Because you say the F word a lot when you play Modern Warfare 3.
You?
He
no,
did.
I do.
He did.
Hannah literally left the room, went into our bedroom, and closed the door. And when I was done, I walked back in, and she said, I'm sorry, I just had to leave. I heard you out there, and I thought, that's not my Wayne.
Hey, is Hannah on the chat? That'd be, it'd be great if she was.
Yeah, she is.
Because it is your Wayne.
God.
That is your Wayne.
My God.
Your Wayne is a cussy McCusserson. What would Wayne do? He would cuss. That's going to be a new segment, by the way. What would Wayne do? And then he would do things. Anyways, so, and then you know what else? At least 75% of the women who were involved in that thing left. You left too. You went shopping. So I was doing it so
money.
I wouldn't be, Right, I did it so I wouldn't cry after
so
I saw the bill.
Just keep on playing. You play, I'll go shopping.
Okay, I'm going to have to shoot more people. So, men, if you're looking to have your own man cave, the answer is Modern Warfare 3. Now, if you'll look at the palatial set, our living room, you'll notice we have a new bit of artwork hanging out here. And if you check out camera four, you'll see that is a drawing of me. Note the hair.
My God.
I like,
that's fantastic.
I like the sweater I wore a few shows ago. And there's Melissa over there. And that was done by Romina. Now, Romina is a six-year-old who is the daughter of a co-worker of Sally, who works over at Positively Kids.
And she saw this?
And she saw the show that, Sally was on, and she was actually featured on our show. We put up a picture of a little girl on Santa Claus, and it happened to be her.
Oh, my God, that's
right. She
great.
Saw that and got pretty jazzed
How
about
cute.
That. Isn't that nice? And so she decided to do that little bit of artwork. There's a good chance that...
Actually, that's pretty good of us.
Now... The truth
Look,
is,
she's got my sweater on, and
it's good, huh? Now that's a Galici. What are those things called?
Giclée.
A Giclée. Galici. What a dumbass. but if you read it, it looks like Galici. It's a Giclée.
I hope that she watches this and sees her.
Well, I hope
she
didn't hear me say dumbass, but twice. But if you look at that, that's a what's it called?
Giclée.
Giclée. And the reason is because we couldn't use the original. That's actually a copy of the original. So I had to cut it down a little bit to fit the framing. And I went to cut it, and Jacob's like, you better not cut that, otherwise Sally will hurt you. Fair enough. I've seen Sally. She's a buck 10 maybe, but she'll choke a bastard.
She would hurt. She can take you out.
She'll choke a bitch. if I'm the bitch. No, it's okay. I cut it up.
Control,
so we want to thank Romina for doing that. Oh, I was going to sing about during the weight loss challenge. What do you get when you guzzle down sweets? Eating as much as an elephant eats. Then you look like Scotty Whitney. Okay, anyway, so that's why I didn't do it.
What the hell is going on here during the day?
We do a lot of hallucinogens right before
I
the show.
I think there's some interesting stuff going on.
This really is the happiest place on earth,
is
other than Disneyland.
Is it because it's dark in here? Is it because you're like little mushrooms growing in
It's intentional.
Dark,
the darkness is intentional because it's fun. It's it's like a man cave or a pregnant woman who tells us how to lose weight cave.
Maybe you guys have
She brings like heroin in here. Here, have one of these pieces of candy. Well, how much is that? That's 13 calories. No! And she's like, she was standing, she was lording over me, saying, just eat one, have one. Now, what am I going to do?
Did you eat one?
No.
Why not?
Because they're 13 calories and I want to beat Wayne. So, hey.
You created a monster.
Let's talk a little bit about what we've been doing the last something or other, I'll say the last week or so. One of the things that is pretty cool here is the whole comedy scene, of course.
Yep.
And, everybody knows the kind of the tourist-aware comedy, the Playboy Club here, Brad Garrett's place. Fascinatingly enough, both the Playboy Club shut down, not there anymore, it's being moved, and the Garrett Comedy Club over at Trop being shut down, being moved over to MGM, so we hear. But also there's LA Comedy Club, there's Improv, there's a handful of other ones.
And we love all those places.
Yeah. But the... Las Vegas is chock-a-block full of comedians at a bunch of different levels.
Which is great for us because we love comedians.
It is. And so what we're seeing now is a lot of homegrown comedy shows, self-produced shows, which are pretty cool. So you get these comedians out there who are like, you know what, if I can't get one of the three slots at the Improv, screw it. I'm just going to go and produce my own show. So I see probably every day a Facebook invitation to somebody's comedy show. We don't get a chance to go to all of them, but our friend Courtney, our friend Court, who appears on Awkward Silence 2.1, she helped produce a show called Laugh-ageddon, as in Armageddon, but Laugh-ageddon. Crazy kids. That's why they're comedians.
She's clever.
And they did this last, I think it was Saturday?
The same night as the chicken wing episode.
Yeah, right. That is where the chicken wing episode. It was Saturday, right? Yeah, it was Saturday. So this took place at MVP Sports Lounge, which is on the corner of Trop and Jones, West Trop and Jones, 6120 West Tropicana Avenue. So let's talk a little bit about what happened there. It was interesting. So we walked in there, and this is a busy sports bar. This is a Saturday. We
Were
got
you
in there.
Surprised?
Yes.
I was shocked at how busy this little local pub was.
Yeah.
It's one of those bars that is connected to a sports
right, Chicago.
Team. Yeah, they're the Chicago Bar,
Bears
Bar. Bears
and the Bulls.
So there's another bar where all the Pittsburgh Steelers
right,
go and
right.
so on. So this is the bar for the Bears people, which is
right.
great because I'm from Illinois.
Right. So the first thing I did is I checked Foursquare to see if these guys had any coupons. By the way, there's something to be said about not doing this check-in and the location-based stuff because they're kind of tracking y'all. But there's something to be said for folks. I think it's smart. Who provides some sort of coupon if you do check in. I mean, I have been to places that didn't have a coupon. There was a place close to us, and we ended up going over there. That happened at the Trop once, as a matter of fact, at one of their bars. Well, this place had a coupon. You get a free well drink or a free beer if you checked in.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, click, click, you get a free cocktail.
Boom, boom. So we walked in. It was kind of funny. They had a couple people there taking money at the door. So this comedy show, Laugh and Get On, was $5 a ticket, and they
which is cheap.
Yeah, it's nothing. So they walk in and they say to you, "Okay, are you here for the show?" Now, you know, my mind's thinking, "Well, I could probably
what's the answer?
I could probably say no, and they would just let us in, and I wouldn't have to pay."
Would they have
but,
to?
Yes, for sure. So I asked Courtney about that later, but I figured that Courtney was probably getting a piece of the door, so I wanted to help with that.
Support our local
right.
artists, people.
So I said, yeah, we're with the show, and they stamped their hands when we got in. So very, very busy. We got up to the bar, which we barely found a place. It was packed. Melissa, you had some issues with the smokiness of the bar.
I did. I thought it was pretty smoky in there.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that was really because we were sitting at the bar.
It could be.
And that's where they have the poker machines. So a lot of people were sitting and playing and smoking.
Okay.
I don't actually normally mind too bad, like, smoky bars, right? Because that's better than being trapped in the car with the windows up when, I was growing up with my parents. So, but when I walked in, I was like, wow, if you are sensitive to smoke, I think you would have a problem in there. But I think that's true in Vegas of all bars.
Yes.
Because smoking in Vegas is allowed in the bars. And so I don't think that it was probably any smokier than...
Yeah.
Any other bar.
I don't think it was terrible, but I can see what you're getting at. And so then, I initially dealt with what is always my curse at a bar, which is I walk up the bar and am completely ignored.
Well, I think they were understaffed.
Well, and that was part of the problem.
I wonder if they weren't expecting, maybe they weren't expecting that big of a turnout. Was this the first night they've done it
No,
there?
They've done it there before.
Really?
I'm pretty sure they have.
But maybe it's gaining popularity.
So the place was packed. I don't know how many people there, but they had two bartenders and they had one waitress doing the tables and stuff, which is way understaffed. So the first complaint
was... That
waitress
was hustling.
Yeah, and she ended up being very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And she is the devil because she recommended those in Parmesan wings that we'll talk about in a minute. But understaffed, that was a problem. But same thing. I tell you what, I'm going to put this out there right now. If somebody can teach me the technique where I can walk up and within a minute get... service by somebody in a bartender, I will pay you $100 if you can show me how to do it. Because I just can't do it. I walk up there, and I got the cloak of whatever. You can't see me.
And you act very patient when you go up there, which isn't...
Well, I don't know what to
you
do.
Know.
I don't want to jump up and down. I want to hold up
a
dollar bill and go, hey.
You're always very polite when you go up there, and you're very patient.
I don't know
patient.
What the move is. I don't know if I should be like this, or if I should smile. I don't know what to do.
Or give him the stare down.
I know. I mean, or like, I just don't know. Yes, we have a question from the audience. We're not going to be able to hear. Yes. And that happened once before. I was at a bar where we were meeting Dave and Alicia. Alicia and I went out to get drinks. I put Alicia up there. Oh, my God, she got served in 30 seconds. How about that? Well, you know why? Because she's got better boobs than I do. And I can't do that.
But so. I have to admit that you do have a problem getting served.
It is. I don't know what it is.
But I don't know what a man should do. I don't know.
I'm telling you, if you're a man maybe and you have the technique and I use it and it works, boom, a check to $100 for you. Because I would love to be able to figure that out. Anyways, good price for drinks, $5 a drink.
So we actually... Cheap.
Yeah, we got there, like, what would you like? I said, we're going to have two Crown Royal, or two,
we do that we were all the time. Worried.
Yeah, we were like, we're never going to get served again, so we'll have, you know, two Royals, two Crowns and
we'll
Diet.
We'll take 10 of this until...
And two Captain and Diets, because we don't think we'll ever see you again. Of course, once you've been served once and you hook up with the bartender, then they're all over us. It was great. It's just that initial get me through the herd is all I ask for. Anyways, $5 a drink, awesome. So the comedy show. Did you get that photo, Jacob? Okay. So I will tell you, God bless the folks for putting this thing on, but there is a difference in the level of comedy capabilities from what you might see on the strip than what you might see in one of these deals.
Well, they're still honing their craft here.
Some of them are.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of them were, to be quite frank, terrible. Some of them were quite good. For instance, I thought Courtney... You would imagine.
Well,
good.
I think Courtney is hysterical.
She's very funny anyways. But this is the first time I saw her do stand-up. She did a very good job. I was impressed with her. I was proud of her. You know, it was fun to see because, you know, we don't give her a lot of time on Awkward Silence, so she got to kind of just kind of stretch
good.
Out. She did a good job.
She's one of those people, though, where she just looks at you and you can laugh.
Right.
Like, she doesn't even have to say anything and she's funny.
Right. So she did as good a job as possible given the environment there. There's a photo that I took of the place there, and if you look at this lighting, you can see it is ridiculous.
It's like up lighting.
It's the worst. It looks like she's telling us a spooky, scary story. It's the worst lighting I've seen in a club, and so, you know, God bless him for putting it out. I get it. It's a nice move and all, but look, if you're charging people, you've got to do good lighting. You just have to do it. So put a couple spots, you know, they had speakers right next to her. The whole thing was pretty beat up in that regard. But from a talent perspective, I thought Court did a nice job. There's a couple guys who we, you know, Matt Markman, who's been around a lot here. He's pretty well known here in the local comedy. As a matter of fact, he had just got done doing a show over at the Orleans before he came over to do this show. He's very funny. He headlined there, did well. There's a guy before him who
but
was
how
very
nice
good.
To cruise over.
Oh, yeah, it was very nice of him to do that.
You know, and
very
spend
nice
time.
Of him
I mean, yeah. I think the one thing you can say then, right, that's an example of how hard
oh, yeah.
the comedians in this town work, right? I'm going to do a gig over here, jump in my car, race across town.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, part of that is helping out the other comedians, too, which I think is really cool.
There seems to be a nice helping other environment for comedians here. It seems that way. Now,
well, they're working hard, you know, they're really working hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's a rough business. I mean, I don't know if they paid these guys or not. My guess is not.
Well, hopefully they got part of the door.
I don't know how that worked, but oftentimes these kind of homegrown deals, you don't get paid. You're just doing it for stage time. I mean, comedians, very much like a lot of musicians, are just trying to get stage time. That makes it actually harder to charge later on, but it also helps hone your craft. So it's a very catch-22 thing, and I get it, but the lighting was a problem. There was a guy on before Mark or Matt who sounded like he was doing a pretty good job, but I didn't get a chance to listen to him because we got to experience one of the great things about being in a bar in Las Vegas, and that is conversation with the guy who you don't know, who you just met next to you. And I won't give you the guy's name. I won't tell you where he works, Ken. But I won't tell you where he works. Big company here. Real big casino. But he was he's a craps dealer here in Las Vegas, and he's been a dealer now for, I don't know, 20, 30, I mean, he's been here for a long, long time. The quintessential Las Vegas local. And we just talked and talked and talked. It was so much
fun. Real nice guy.
Super nice guy. Pretty funny, pretty quick. And, you know, he's one of those let me buy you around kind of guys. And but some fascinating stories. So, you know, I'm asking him a lot of stuff. Some things I'm not allowed to talk about, but a couple interesting things. So I said, have you ever had any celebrities? And he said, yeah. I said, well, who was your favorite celebrities? Who was the person who you just thought was great? And two came to mind right away. And the first was Michelle Pfeiffer, which I never would have guessed that she would be nice. She goes, he said, yeah, she had a big entourage and she was very polite and thanked everybody and was
real
sweet,
friendly.
You know, talked to everybody. It was really nice. And the other one was, and I've heard that he's a really good tipper, is Charles Barkley, the basketball player. And he said he was super friendly and, you know, tippity-tip-top-top. And, you know, and at these places, you don't get to keep the tips. You have to pool them and all that. But he said it was just really, really, really fun. So it's fun talking to Ken. Great guy. And he was fascinated about this whole online broadcasting. It was kind of cute because he's not a big internet guy. And it was kind of fun telling him what was going on. And then after that, we met the devil. And the devil comes in the shape of Parmesan wings.
What about the French fries?
And the French fries. And we ate those, and we ordered. We're like, well, what do you got? Now, we, you know, had a couple drinks. Well, what do you got? Well, we got wings. I said, well, what do you recommend? And this gal, who was all by herself in the stockings, the high heels, running the whole place by herself.
She was like Superwoman.
Awesome.
Amazing. She's like, really, she was an amazing, and you know what else? She wasn't really fluttered either. When we were talking to her.
You're right.
And she was calm, and she literally, there were hundreds of people in there, didn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
She was the only waitress on the floor, and she was cool as a cucumber, super nice, friendly.
Not stressed, friendly, talking, chitty-chatty.
Nice, had a sense of humor. I'm telling you, that is a professional waitress right there.
And that's why she may be, in fact, the devil. Because you don't know, you know, that's the greatest secret, the greatest trick of the devil is to make you pretend he doesn't exist. He does, says Kaiser Soze. He does, and he is a she working at MVP Sports Lounge. And here's how this happened. So I'm like, okay, well, let's get some wings. They're chicken. I eat Kentucky Fried Chicken a lot now because a leg is 70 calories.
That's different than fried.
A breast is 180 calories. Well, I didn't know that. And so I was like, okay, well, we'll have some wings. What do you recommend? How about one of these barbecues? Oh, no, no, no. What you want, and actually it's more like, what you want? What you want, Mr. Whitney, is these Parmesan wings, Parmesan garlic wings. I said, really? And we're kind of used to the kind of the barbecues. But you know, no, you want the Parmesan garlic wings. That's a lovely singing voice you have, miss. I don't know. I think you'll have that. I said, okay, so we'll order one of the, and here's why I'm an idiot. We'll have one order of the Parmesan wings and one order of the barbecue ones.
What's the hot, spicy ones.
What's the collective calorie of that? I don't know. A billion? I don't know.
Well, so, you know how many tin are.
Well, yeah, too damn many. So she takes her tail, tucks it back in her panties, and runs over to get her things. She brings the wings out, rickety-tickety-biggity-bop, they're back out. Here you go, Mr. Whitney. Okay.
But we were surprised because we didn't order fries, and they came
out
with fries.
Oh, yeah, they came out with the fries. You know the spicy fries.
And no, I just wanted to know, as excited as you were about the wings, this is what you kept doing. You kept eating a fry, and you were going, these are the best French fries. Aren't these French fries so good? Like, as excited as you are.
You know what? I don't think I even counted the French fries on my thing here.
As excited as you are.
I wonder if I did. Talk for a minute.
As excited as he is about the chicken wings, I'm telling you, every other bite was like, oh, my God, these are the best fries I've ever had. And I have to say, they were amazing. Amazing. You know, can I just ask you a quick question?
Yeah, hold on. I just wanted to see if I actually, under snacks.
Have you ever been to Buffalo?
Hold on. Yeah, no, I didn't include the French fries. Which is why
you didn't
I'm
include
still
the French
ass.
Fries?
Yeah, and my snack calorie content was 1,902.
Push-ups.
Yeah, 10 push-ups. Sorry about that. Yeah, so the chicken wings were 720 calories. Then the garlic, the Parmesan garlic was another 600 calories, plus some rum. I don't even want to talk about it.
The French fries. Okay, but seriously, the food was so good, right? Wait, have you been to Buffalo Wild Wings?
No, because I usually know better.
Okay, so at Buffalo Wild Wings, you can get like 12 different flavors, and one of them is garlic Parmesan.
Yeah, that's where we got the calorie thing from, is from the Buffalo Wild Wings. Anyway, so what we learned today is that the devil wears high heels, and she works at MVP Sports Lounge.
She wears shorty shorts.
She wears shorty shorts, and she's very, very sweet. and her voice didn't really like this.
Did you love
them? Oh, they were just awesome. But what's so funny about this is that the next morning we wake up and I go rush off and weigh myself because I know it's going to be bad. And I'm up 1.2 pounds. I'm like, oh.
I was really mad.
And so Melissa and I almost got into, you know, we're like screaming at each, not screaming, but she was like, I'm so angry.
I wasn't mad at you.
I'm so disappointed. I'm so disappointed at each other.
But I wasn't upset with you at all.
No, yourself.
I thought you were going to say we almost got in a fight with each other.
Yourself.
I'm like, oh, no.
And we're like, I'm like, no, but, you know, you're like, well, we should have gone to hamburgers. And it was, see, the reason why I was freaked out about our conversation the next day is because you said, well, I'm hungry. Why don't we just go grab a burger, you know, over at McDonald's? And I said, no.
Well, because
let's just have the wings.
I know how many calories is in a cheeseburger. So yeah. I knew I had enough points to get that. You didn't do bad. You didn't make me eat them.
Hopefully somebody in the
live. Let me just say, it is not your fault. I never felt like it was your fault.
Thank you.
I could have said no, and you would have still taken me.
It's hard to say no to me because I'm compelling. Hopefully somebody in the live chat will save me. Wayne?
Wayne in the live chat wants to know where MVP is at so he can get you a gift card there.
Funny, I'm going to miss him.
Wayne, that's horrible.
If Wayne would only actually pay attention to the show, he would have known I've already said that. It's at 6120 West Tropicana. It's at the corner of Tropicana and Jones on the west side of
There's a very famous other restaurant there. It's called Big Bear or Brown Bear. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Black Bear.
Black Bear. It's a chain in the, have you ever heard of it?
No.
I think it's a chain in California in the, northwest.
Okay.
And I have been there for lunch. Tracy tricked me because there's an Italian place that's supposed to be in that same park.
She can't be trusted.
I was supposed to go eat Italian one day for lunch, and they closed and said, oh, go over to MVP's for pizza. But they were closed, so we went over to Black Bear.
Yeah.
We should go there. Probably a good breakfast place.
Probably. Or not.
Segway,
so anyways, if you want to gain 1.2 pounds in a night, check out the Parmesan garlic wings. And
it was not a good night.
Congrats to, well, it was a good night for
it was a good night. We enjoyed the comedy. We enjoyed the cocktails, the conversation.
But
it really
not good
is.
Night for this.
It really is a bar, you know?
Yeah, it's a good bar. There it is again.
Oh, they had pool tables in there.
And
did you mention that?
If you want to listen to spooky stories, that's the place to go, apparently. Jeez Louise. All right, buy a light. That's what I'm saying. I can get you a deal. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about the next big subject, the vision subject. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast. We'll be right back.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Shame you can't hear the abuse I take. During the commercial break, I've got the pregnant lady over here giving me crap, and I got Wayne, my competitor, offering me a milkshake just to make sure that I don't win. Okay, it's love. It's love in the air. Maybe you could talk to them. Maybe not.
Do what?
Just talk to them. Threaten them like you threatened me. No, you don't want that because that'll scare the hell out of you. Anyways, so here's what we're going to talk about today. You know, this is the beginning of the year, and I was thinking, you know, what is it that we're looking forward to or hoping for when it comes to Las Vegas? Both things. What are the kinds of things that we hope to see or that we're looking forward to see in here? And so we thought we were going to create a separate list, each of us five, and we were going to tell each other. So this is going to be a complete secret, which means from a production standpoint, it's probably going to suck. But I will go first.
We've not discussed it.
We don't know.
How do you want to go down? Are you going to put them in list of your most favorite, or are you just randomly?
Random.
Okay.
We can do random, and then if we remember, we'll
vote. Because we have not discussed, because we may have some that are the same.
Right, and if I say one that you agree with, you might say, well, that's on my list, too, because I don't want to do the same thing twice.
Yeah, I'll join in. Let's go back
I'll begin.
Forth.
May I?
Please. Okay.
Number one on my list, and when you say you should look at your camera, number one on my list is the Smith Center. And the Smith Center is this groovy thing that's been going on for, been building for a while now. And we signed up immediately for a quad of shows. We're going to see The World's Greatest Movie, which is Mary Poppins, of course. We're going to see a play, The Color Purple, and we're going to see two other plays whose names I forget. But the idea of bringing this place here, I mean, it's beautiful. And I mean, the place is beautiful, the shows are world class, and it's not just this one big, large theater. It's a large, big theater, and they've got this little club on the side, which I think is going to be sweet if they do it right. And so it's going to be kind of a jazz club. Clint Holmes will be a resident there once a month, every Friday, he'll be playing there. If they're smart, they'll really pitch this, and they already are pitching it, to the locals here. But I really think it's a nice class kind of thing going here that I think is exciting. The shows are, like I said, world class. I think the people they're going to be bringing in, for instance, we're going to be seeing Bella Fleck there in a couple months. I forget what month it is.
March.
March 12th. We're going to see Bella Fleck. Monday, I believe. So that's the kind of thing that, it's centrally located, easy to get to. They're doing the right work. We had a chance to do kind of a sneak peek. We've talked about it before. We think they're on the right track. We're very excited for them. There's a big buzz about the place here in Las Vegas. So I'm really looking forward to this place kicking off and being a patronizer of that stuff. Is that on your list?
It is on my list. I'm super excited about the Smith Center, too. And it's not just Broadway plays. It's, singers, musicians, dancers, authors. So it's a wide variety of culture and entertainment, and really very, very much needed, yeah. I think, in Las Vegas. And it's really something not just for tourists and visitors here, but also really for the locals.
Right.
And I'm super excited. And it is, like you said, like a complex. And I think they're also moving the Children's Museum over
right.
there as well. So, I think a really great, great development.
And
super excited.
And reasonably priced. I mean, you can get shows there. They tend to say it when they start with a ticket sale, it's like you have to buy four shows. And after some time, they'll say, okay, you can buy one show. And you can get tickets for... I think it's maybe the $75 kind of thing.
Oh, for some less than that.
Yeah, for a Broadway class show, I mean.
But some of the events are a lot less than $75.
I'm talking about the Mary Poppins, the Color Purple, those kinds.
In terms of the Broadway, I'm also really excited. They're going to have this first sort of inaugural event.
Right.
But in the fall,
ballet,
Wicked.
Right.
Ballet is there too.
Right. Oh, there's some events that you can see there. Yeah.
But in the fall, Wicked will be coming here, so
right.
we'll have an opportunity, and I definitely want to see that. So I'm super excited about the Smith Center, and it should be opening here in March. Yeah.
Right. All right. You may go.
So the next thing that I'm excited about is the water park.
Wasn't even on my list.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh, that's shocking.
Where is that going to be?
You like water stuff.
I do, but not when I'm whale-like.
Oh, who cares? We go on vacation like this.
For those people who don't know me in Jamaica.
Well, people are probably not going to know us here.
Oh, they know us.
We'll just blend in. No, I'm really excited about water parks. And do you want to know why?
Yes.
I'm not sure I have ever been to a water park.
I have never been to a water park.
I cannot remember ever being to a water park. So that's kind of cool. I've never been. You've never been.
Do you know where it is?
It's going to be down in the southwest part of town, south of the 215, in the southwest part of town, off of Durango. 215 and Durango out in the southwest part
of town. Our Cracker Jack production team, booyah.
Wow, showing that's pretty good since they didn't know provide these in advance.
That's what I'm talking about. No, we wanted to test.
Yeah, so I'm really
Wayne, do you have a name for that? Can you find a name on that place yet? Okay.
But I think it looks really cool. Supposed to be opening late spring.
Wouldn't it be nice if they had like an adult only night for that?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Maybe
drinks?
They will. Maybe. I mean, who knows? It's Vegas. Who knows what's going to go? Maybe they could have go-go dancers out there.
Maybe some Parmesan garlic freaking fried things.
But I'm really excited about it. You know, we used to have a water park here, but that was prior to us living here. And I honestly don't think I've ever been to a water park. So I'm excited about the water park. I'll take out those kids. So I'm not worried about them being at the park at all.
Knock those kids out. What's the word on the live chat, Wayne?
The name of it is Splash Canyon, Las Vegas.
Oh, Splash Canyon.
Splash Canyon.
So I'm glad.
Oh, look at that.
I'm glad I thought of one that you hadn't thought of. But yeah, I'm really super excited about this.
That's good. My second one is the potential for the new and improved First Friday. So one of the first things that we did when we moved here is we checked out First Friday. I bet you if you go back on the Living in Las Vegas site, livinginlv.com, you'll find us talking about that pretty early in the life of the show. And when we first went there, we were just jazzed about it in a big way. It was another example of, you know, kind of the arts vibe here in Las Vegas.
Well,
and people kind of claim that there's none of that kind of stuff going on. And we're like, well, look at this, First Friday.
It's the closest thing to art and wine festivals.
Right, which we're a big
fan. This was on my list as well.
Okay. And so we went the first time and we were, you know, it was an effusive review. We loved it. Oh, it's great. It's all this art and there's people and there's music and there's drum circles and food and life is good. And we went about two or three times, maybe three or four times. And the fourth time you're like, okay, I get the drum circle. And I've had just about enough of the people with the black dyed hair, with the eyeliner and the skinny jeans who are all just, you know, looking miserable. And it became really about that. The dark, depressing art, I get it. Okay. But one of the issues there is, you know, they're trying to get people from all over the valley to show up. The people in Summerlin and Green Valley and you know, Centennial. And those people simply weren't showing up. You know, it became a little too niche-y, a little bit too cool for the room type of thing. To the point where the last time that we were there, we both said, we're done. We get it. We're never going to come back. Well, they ran into some financial issues, and they closed it down. There's a company called Whirligig that ran it. And then some folks four guys from Zappos, bought the rights to it, and they created an LLC. I think it's First Friday LLC or something like that. And now the supposed power of Zappos is behind this. They've had a couple of these now. The website that you just saw that Wayne had shown you and Jacob showed you is their new and improved First Friday. I mean, even the logo is you can tell that they're trying to do better work. And they're expanding it. So it used to be just in the Arts District, which is basically where Main Street and Charleston cross each other. Now, besides, man, nicely played. Now, as a matter of fact, if you look at those little icons there on the map, you'll see there's a group of icons where Main and Charleston is, and if you can scroll down towards Fremont Street, you'll see a bunch more down there. And what's happening is they're expanding the whole First Friday to be down, in the Fremont East area of downtown. So they're exposing it to Fremont East, which is considered pretty much a success-ish story. You know, some bars are doing very well down there. For instance, Insert Coin, for example.
Yeah.
So they're expanding it. Now, we haven't been there yet. We're going to give it a little bit more time.
We haven't been to First Friday yet.
Right. Now, I'm laughing a little bit because I'm going to tell you, we want to give it a little bit of time to get their feet underneath you. Want to know the real truth? So we were going to go down there last Friday, but we got into a fight, and we decided not to go.
That's right. We decided?
I decided, we decided that we didn't want to go because we were fighting. And it was a good fight.
I actually had a lovely evening.
You did. You went off and had. You went off and went to an Italian restaurant. By I should tell you the. This is so cute. So we got in a pretty blowout fight on the way down to First Friday.
I'm not a stay home and sulk kind of person.
No. So I'm like, you know what? Hell with this. I don't want to go. So I turned around. I went home. I said, we're not doing this. And she's. We get home. She's like, well, I'm hungry. I'm going out to eat. She left. Like, okay.
Were you surprised?
No. You've done that to me before.
I have not.
Yes, you absolutely have.
No, I never remember.
Yes, you have. And so she takes off, and I had my three hard-boiled eggs.
Doesn't that sound delicious?
Yeah. And so I get a chat. This is how we did a chat makeup kind of. It was pretty funny.
No, I honestly didn't think we didn't have any food in the house, so I was a little concerned that you weren't going to have anything to eat.
Oh, I can't find it.
I was honestly concerned.
Oh.
What do you mean? I just IM'd you, and I said I'm. You want me to say what I did? I'll just say.
Here it is. Okay, here it is. All right. She writes, can I say this? Because it's pretty funny.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, she writes, I am at the Italian place at Aliante. Do you want me to bring you anything? It's love. Vivian cares. Vivian cares. So I wrote back, thank you. No. Had some eggs.
I didn't have eggs. I had and a glass she wrote of wine. Back. I had the most delicious chicken dish.
She writes back, okay, just wanted to ask. I wrote back, thank you. She writes back, even if I'm mad and hurt, I didn't want you to be hungry. And then she sent a smiley face.
No, you sent the smiley face.
No, you sent it. Want to fight about that? That's right here, you. And just trust me. So anyways, we haven't gone.
I had a lovely little dinner, though. I had a
You recommend lovely... the Italian restaurant at Aliante.
Oh, God, it was good. It was like pounded chicken, grilled chicken breast with artichokes and tomatoes and a really delicious glass of red wine. Yep.
So we...
I made a friend.
You did. I had three hard-boiled eggs. So...
What I'm
trying to tell, yeah, it did. What I'm trying to tell you is the reason why I did all this is I wanted to give First Friday a little bit more time to get their legs underneath them before we reviewed them. Thank you. Even
which I actually have to say, I actually do think is a good idea.
See, maybe it was a big picture. Okay, so that was mine. What's yours?
My next one is an event that's coming that I'm not sure if we can come, but or go to it or not. But I'm kind of excited about it, is the Van Halen concert.
Well, isn't that interesting? We were just talking about that here in the big studio before the big show.
Really?
Yes. So I listened to the first Van Halen song called Tattoo, and it is crap.
From their new CD?
Oh, it's so bad.
Is it really? Did you guys think so too?
We didn't hear a very good recording.
It's just terrible. It's terrible.
But it's not seeming overwhelming.
I mean, it's terrible. Now, I actually heard another song that they did at the bar Cafe Wa in New York called She's the Woman or something like that. And that was actually a better song.
I mean, I saw a rave review of what they did in New York. A rave review.
As a matter of fact, there's a buddy of mine, Rick Moran, sent me a great article about this by a guy who wrote about it who was there. It was one of the best articles I've seen.
They loved it.
Yeah, they loved it. So the show is great, but this opening song, man. So So I'm really torn. And I was.
Well,
we can't
go anyways. The day they're here, we're out of town.
Are we? Where are we at? You can't tell me, probably.
We're going with the Mitchells.
Oh, screw them then. We're going with the Mitchells. Van Halen. I've seen them. That's easy.
But maybe they're playing in San Diego.
I don't care. We saw them, you know.
But I'm excited about it. Mm.
There's Van Halen.
Yeah, I think I'm surprised you didn't bring it.
No, because I'm an original Van Halen guy, which includes Michael Anthony, bass player.
So
I've always been a little disappointed that Wolfgang Van Halen. But I'll tell you what, I watched this video of them at the Cafe Wa place, and that kid can play bass. He's a good bass player.
Well, you got to figure he might have a little talent.
He's a very good bass player. So I'm actually not feeling quite as bad about it after watching that little video clip.
What's your next one?
Next one is it might be a trend, and that is the Stratosphere did something that hasn't been done in a very, very long time, and that is they brought on an entertainer, a guy named Frankie Moreno, who we've had on our show a couple times, and it was a full boat deal, meaning that usually nowadays when you see these people on the Strip, the truth of the matter is most of the people you see on the Strip are paying to be on the Strip. It's called a four-wall deal, which means that you are basically paying for the four walls. You're basically paying rent. And then you're responsible for the marketing and advertising for your own show.
It's like having a store in the mall.
It's exactly like that. The challenge is that, you know, and I've talked to a guy who produces, a guy named Adam, who produces a variety of shows here. SBI Entertainment is him. And I had a chance to meet with him, and I asked him, you know, what does it cost to do marketing and advertising for a show here? And he said, if you're not willing to spend $10,000 to $30,000 a week, $10,000 to $30,000, they'll never find you. It's a lot of money. So what ends up happening, you know, if you're a local, you'll notice this, not so much if you're a tourist, but you'll see shows that come up, last about 2 months, and then die, because they didn't advertise and they can't make their nut. That's a four-wall deal. Two-wall deal is when you're paying for the room, but the casino is participating in the advertising. Still costly, but better than a four-wall. Well, Moreno's deal is that the Stratosphere just liked him. They brought him in. They set up a room for him, and they're paying for everything. And they are crushing it there. The billboards, the print ads, he is everywhere right now. We've talked about him. He does a great show. He's a nice guy, so I'm real proud of him for that. But God bless him for doing that. And I know a lot of these people who are, you know, out there hustling are watching his deal to see if it works out for the Stratosphere. I hope it does. And I hope this kind of thing happens again because, you know, the Las Vegas of old, which was maybe the entertainment was a lost leader, but you brought lots of people in, were having a good time, and then they went out and gambled. Now, I mean, I'm a businessman. I understand the idea of every square foot should be making you money. I completely get it. But I'm really hopeful that this strategy that the Stratosphere is putting into place, and they're spending real money. If they're not spending already $500,000 on this, I'd be shocked. What they're doing is fascinating. And so it's fun to watch. I hope it becomes a trend so that, you know, these entertainers here who are hustling and working their asses off and who are very good will get a shot at being exposed to more people than they can afford to pay for themselves. That's the trend I hope to see.
So you're hoping to see more. I'm
hoping
two-wall
to see
deals.
This. Yeah. It's a no-wall deal.
Oh, no.
They're
wall.
Paying for everything.
Okay.
They're paying for everything. I'm hoping to see, hoping that plays out for the Frankie Morenos and the other guys as well. Next for you?
Is this our last one?
No, we can do one more each because we're already at almost an hour.
Actually, I just have one more. So, perfect. My next thing that I'm really looking forward to is our 10-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, 10 years.
That's sweet.
I'm really looking forward to it.
My God, that's on mine too.
No, seriously. I'm 10 years is a big deal, right? 10 years is a big deal. And, you know, when I look back over those 10 years, it's a lot to celebrate. So
are you
going
to get
choked
up?
No.
Okay.
Are you?
No.
No, I'm excited.
That's nice. It doesn't have anything to do with the bauble you've been promised.
Absolutely not.
Can we just let that bauble thing go? Make it 20 years?
We'll see.
Oh! We know that's not going to happen.
But, no, seriously. Like, 10 years is a big deal.
It is a big deal. I love you.
I love you.
Kumbaya, my Lord. Go kill
Wayne. That's
not Wayne.
The right song.
Okay. That was your last one?
That's my last one. I think that's a good one. 10 years.
That was a good one.
10 years.
And then my last one is a semi-trend that you see a little bit, but I think it should be pervasive for all properties on the Strip, and that simply is give locals a better price for everything.
Oh, that's a good one.
The truth of the matter is, Most locals simply don't come down here unless they work down here. But other than that, they won't come here. And the reason is it's just too expensive. What's your favorite place? Lavo.
I love to go to Lavo.
What do I think of Lavo? I hate it.
Because you think the cocktails are too expensive.
The cocktails are $15 a piece for a rum and coke. It's stupid expensive.
But it's nice to hang out there.
But the problem is there are 2 million people who live in the Las Vegas Valley. 2 million people. Most of whom will have nothing to do with the strip because it's too expensive and it's too damn hard to get around here. That's just stupid. What should happen is they should say, okay, if you have a local ID, a Las Vegas ID, not a Nevada driver's license, but it has to say Las Vegas or Henderson or Spring Valley or North Las Vegas or whatever, you should get a discount on everything. Now, Wayne has put up a site that MGM does, and it's the Las Vegas local site. So they have taken steps to make that happen. And you can see they have dining and other stuff, shows.
Yeah, that's great.
Very, very good. But I guarantee you they don't have those deals in their bar. And they don't have it pervasive in their restaurants. They have deals. I talked about this last week. The prefix menus is smart. It's almost kind of like a locals deal. I'm not sure a lot of tourists are aware of this. But they just should have, if you've got something that you sell stuff to people who walk into your property, if you're a Las Vegas, you know, local, if you're in the Las Vegas Valley, give them a deal. 10% off, 20%. Give them a reason to come down here. Quit screwing around. Right, Rio's doing the same thing. So that's a Caesars property deal. So they're getting it, but I want it pervasive. As a matter of fact, actually, Rio, that's a good point. Rio does some good stuff. They do have outstanding local deals. I think they have 50% off on a lot of their things. We've seen it on Pub Crawl. Dave and Alicia have talked about it. So that's a great example of doing that. But make it for everything. I mean, just do it.
I like that one.
And I think that, you know, even if, you know, the recession, whether it's getting better or not, I don't know. I think it's probably getting better. But there's 2 million people here. Bring them over. Make it easier. I think, for example, that if you're a local, you know, they should have a deal with valet. You know, valet's full. If you're a local, make some room for them. You want people here. I get if you're running around and you're not a guest at the place, then no. Otherwise, give them room. You want the locals here. They'll talk about it. They'll spend money. It's the right thing to do. And that's my last thing.
That's a good one.
Thank you. I think with that, we'll. What do you think? We'll wrap up the show. Okay.
Sure. We've been hanging out a while.
That's good. All right. Thanks, everybody. That was fun and informative, I thought.
Me too. I liked it. I liked that. That was a fun thing.
Hey, again, everybody. Thanks for joining us. If you want to reach out to us a bunch of different ways, you can do the email onairq@livinginlv.com. If you want to be one of our adopted people, or if you just want to be on our Friends of the Living in Las Vegas website page, you're going to send the email to friends@livinginlv.com. Again, it's the toll-free number if you want your voice on there, 866-966-4599. Our Twitter address is @VegasVideo, NTWRK. And don't forget, you could be there too. Thanks again to all of our artists. Thanks again to our single pregnant audience member. Thanks again to Wayne, who has offered me a milkshake. And we'll see you guys again next week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. Ticket.